clear your mind and climb the tower. Hi everyone, this is Rowan Odom. Today, we're pleased to showcase The Tower, an ambient, experimental audio fiction which combines a concept album and the mystery and drama of a young woman's journey of self-discovery. Join Kiri as she forsakes the hustle and bustle of the modern world and ascends a seemingly infinite tower. Along the way, she will witness sights and sounds which will challenge her very being, and have deeply personal conversations with friends and family on oddly convenient phones left on the tower. Immersive and contemplative, The Tower lays out an experience that is touching and dramatic in turn, inspired by the works of Ryuichi Sakamoto, and evoking introspective adventures like Celeste. You can find The Tower wherever you get your podcasts, or as an ad-free album on their Bandcamp, tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. Part 1, 2, and 3 are available now, with Part 4 coming soon.
Hello, I'm Cody Micah Carmichael, and you're about to be listening to the amazing podcast Syntax, which probably means you're smart, charming, and have great taste. And maybe you're interested in scientists discovering and doing cool things, or you'd like to be one. If that's the case, you should come check out BroadlyEpi.com, where I teach the science of epidemiology, programming, provide summaries of the most recent research, have some software tools available, and a lot more. If you're interested in renting a scientist, well, we have that option too. BroadlyEpi.com, epidemiology, broadly speaking.
Hello, listeners. This is Ty Vaughn, writer for Syntax and voice of Silas Caldwell. I'm thrilled to showcase our sponsors, the exceptional creative software suite, World Anvil. World Anvil is the one-stop shop for tabletop gamers, fantasy and sci-fi authors, or world-building enthusiasts who just can't wait to start getting some thoughts down. This is far from just a wiki editor. They have a number of tools and features available, including world-building templates, an RPG campaign manager, a novel writing and publishing tool, interactive map builders, timeline builders, and more. Your vast web of outlines, character plots, and family trees has a home waiting on World Anvil. Check out the full features using the link below or by visiting worldanvil.com. Subscribe using the promo code in the description of this episode, and you'll get 51% off an annual subscription, and you'll be directly supporting the creation of TSP Network shows. Thanks in advance for checking it out.
Hi everyone, Rowan Odom here. We're pleased to showcase The White Vault, a horror podcast set in the frigid darkness of the Arctic Circle. Follow the adventures of an international rescue and repair team investigating a mysterious signal while navigating the treacherous nature of the polar nightmare they find themselves in. Worst of all, they find they may not be as isolated as they think. Fans of Syntax will love this indie series created by a two-person team. The show balances fictional elements with painstaking scientific, linguistic, oral, and cultural precision and details. The science team hail from all across the globe, a multilingual and multidisciplinary team dealing with their findings as best they can. Filled with masterly crafted foley that places you in the moment with polar bears, howling icy winds, and more. Find The White Vault however you listen to podcasts, or find out more about the show at thewhitevault.com. Subscribe now and delve the waiting horrors.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Take a break? I can't. There's no use waiting.
Mrs. Dawson, I'm here.
Silas, come on into the kitchen, darling.
Did you need anything? Can I help?
No, everything's all right. Bless your heart. I was more hoping I could help you.
You've already done so much.
And I'll keep right on doing. Silas, do you trust me?
Trust you? I trust you more than anyone else here.
More than Cassius?
Well, maybe, but, well, Cassius isn't always the most trustworthy.
Oh, now you're being too honest for your own good. You better keep that opinion to yourself. Anyway, I'm just teasing you. Let an old lady have a little fun.
Yes.
But good. I'm about to test that trust.
The walk-in?
Here. Put this on. This won't take long, and be ready for a shock.
Oh. Okay. Mrs. Dawson, what are
we... Oh, there you are. Ah! I was beginning to think you'd keep me waiting till I'd frozen over.
What?
I did warn you, Silas. Still, that wasn't very nice, Evelyn.
No, I suppose not. My apologies, Silas. I simply couldn't resist the opportunity.
What? June, what on earth is she doing here?
Such vitriol.
Darling, I asked if you trusted me, and I'm asking you to do so now. I've kept it under wraps for a while, but Evelyn and I are working together.
What? Really?
Indeed.
Hear me out. I wouldn't just go and tell you if this was a recent development. I've been frank with Evelyn about trusting her, or rather, not trusting her.
That she has.
But I think she's wrapped up in all this as much as we are.
How so?
Evelyn, tell him what you've told me so far.
As I'm sure you're aware, my responsibilities have been greatly limited since we migrated the Breach Project to Yanis Base. Officially, I am still the liaison between Richardson and the Department of Defense. A duty which is in name only. June, how do I even explain the rest of the story?
Just let him have it. From the beginning. There's no easy way, I'm afraid.
The problem is, I don't remember anything about Vincula's previous base. I remember working for Vincula, going abroad, meetings, but nothing about you or Alpha, or being in charge of the Breach Project. Nothing. I met you for the first time a little over a month ago when you had just started exploring Depth 3.
That's hard to believe. You have amnesia, or this is all simply a ruse. Occam's razor, Evelyn.
Oh, I understand. June has helped me realize this all sounds like a ploy or some such thing. but I'm as desperate for answers as anyone. No one from Vincula has contacted me since my arrival, and Richardson only speaks with Beckett directly. So, I offered to help June listen into the conversations between the two, and made copies of any reports I found that were relevant. We've learned quite a few things.
I understand you must be confused and suspicious, Alice. I was too when Evelyn told me this tall tale, about not remembering and such. But then after Greg's passing, I figured I didn't have much to lose if she and I worked together, and I kept you in the dark about the whole thing. For your safety. I'm sorry for that.
Mrs. Dawson.
But now, you've all been mangled out there on your last trip, so Evelyn and I have been running around like chickens with their heads cut off, trying to find out what we can. And we've both found interesting things. You tell him first, Evelyn.
To begin, you need to be much more careful with your private recordings, Silas.
My private what?
Leave the line for Cassius, darling. You're not very good at it, and it's not Evelyn knowing I'm worried about. Beckett's already managed to get a hold of your latest recording somehow.
He did?
Sadly, yes. You've not told anyone outside Alpha the particulars of a certain trip inside Breach 6, have you?
No. It's been days, and Beckett hasn't even debriefed us yet.
I thought not. It appears he won't even have the need. He's found at least one recording of you going inside and emerging enlightened. It excited him very much, and he's forwarded the audio log to Richardson.
But wait a moment. Did you give this to Beckett? Especially if you found out about this recorder.
I didn't tell her about it until she'd already brought me proof, Silas. I was the one that put two and two together about where it came from. She'd have no reason to tell us any of this if her purpose was to spy on y'all. She could have kept that tidbit for herself.
More importantly, it appears you've been expected to make contact.
Well, yes. Beckett has told me as much before.
Certainly. But to what true end? A friendly chat over some tea? I no longer believe that to be the reason. Otherwise, I would expect you to be facing a court-martial for unsanctioned recording of sensitive data.
Court-martial? Why?
Why? I would think you'd want to trust the ones you're putting in charge of contacting an alien, possibly highly advanced, civilization. The Alka are inconsequential to Beckett and Richardson. But whoever influenced you in the breach? Likely much more powerful. Your moment of inspiration has made Beckett and Richardson very happy. Maybe they'd like to have the secret of the breaches for themselves, or be first in line to speak to it, or them, or whoever's responsible. Whatever it is, they want it very badly.
Maybe Beckett doesn't know. They could have gotten lucky, Evelyn. Maybe the recordings got mixed up, and Beckett doesn't know where it came from. You might recall Silas did come out of the breach in a tizzy last time. Lizzie almost bled herself dry, and Jay didn't wake up till a day later.
But I thought I kept it hidden, even with everything that happened.
Be that as it may, my point stands. Be careful, Silas. The ice is thin for all of us.
Which brings us to my discovery.
Yes, please. I've been dying to hear what you found.
Managed to find this just a little while ago. That's why I brought you and Silas here. Finding this on my own, it helped me trust you a little more, Evelyn. But you may not like what you hear. It's from the medical examiners working with Jay.
What does that have to do with me?
You'll see. Here, take my phone. I had to get a few pictures on the sly.
Medical examination report, October 6th, 2021. That's today. Patient's latest brain MRI scan confirms our suspicions that the patient is not merely experiencing psychological trauma from simple stress or other related phenomena, but rather, the patient's brain is undergoing what can only be described as an anatomical metamorphosis, The right amygdala has begun to swell and is approximately twice as large as compared to MRI scans performed a week ago. The parietal lobe has also enlarged, and the frontal lobe is shrinking to make space for the new growth. Scans do not indicate there is any trauma or pressure in the cranial area, and the patient shows no sign of viral infection, such as fever or lymphatic response. The patient's brain seems to be conforming to this new shape with minimal tissue damage, albeit with an expected loss of cognitive function, including general confusion, loss of memory, and lack of executive function.
Jay is... his brain is transforming?
Whatever happened to him on Depth 5 was dire indeed.
Read on, Evelyn.
Suggested actions. Place patient into medically induced coma in attempt to halt brain metamorphosis. Action denied by lead medical examiner. No guarantee of cessation of abnormalities. Second action. Remove patient from Yanis base and transfer to experimental breach medicine department for care. Action denied by site director.
Beckett! Damn him! He's going to let Jay die, or worse?
Hold on. Site director has issued the following order. Vincula must obtain another sample of the entity which triggered the metamorphosis, and bioengineer a way to reverse the process, with all haste and by any means necessary. Vincula has received the order and has placed a priority one assignment with the experimental breach pharmacy team. Note from experimental medicine team. If we can save Mr. Caldwell, we can save Mr. Woods. Together, we are Vincula, and we deliver miracles on the daily. Get us that sample, and we'll do everything we can. If donor cells are necessary, refer to subject number V9FF3A... 050? That's my employee ID number.
I know. You appear to be the donor, Evelyn. I take it by your reaction you didn't know about this?
No, I didn't know. This is highly irregular.
Do they mean, like, donor organs? Or just cells? And why your cells?
Mine? I don't know. The report... It does say cells. I don't think they want me to be a brain transplant. Well, hopefully not. Wait, am I disposable?
Quite the contrary. I'm no doctor, Evelyn, but I think whatever they did to bring you back was expensive. High tech. Whatever they did, they think it can help Jay, too.
Wait. Bring me back? You've mentioned this before.
There's a reason you scared Alpha half to death when they saw you. Silas, how did Cassius describe Evelyn's condition the day when Vincula was attacked?
Cassius told us that your head was caved in, Evelyn. A support structure had fallen on you, and... well, let it suffice to say that Cassius is certain you were dead.
But I'm not dead.
Not now, or maybe not anymore. But you were there that day.
So... but... Was I really dead?
Like they said in that report, Vincula does deliver miracles. First Silas, and then you. And now they want to do the same for Jay.
Well, of course, I'm happy to help our beloved medic, but this leaves us with rather a few questions to be answered, does it not?
You're right, V. But we can worry about those questions later. I'm afraid what matters right now is Jay needs Alpha, more than ever. And as much as I'd like to tell Vincula and the rest of them exactly where they can stick it, y'all need to find what they're looking for.
Right. I understand. We have to go back, but this time, samples for Jay, from the creature in the moon pool.
It's a lot to ask after everything.
Yes, but not going isn't even an option. He went out into Gaia with the rest of Alpha when I needed help, and he's been with us every step of the way, before or since. Everyone will go back. I know they will.
Oh, Silas. You be safe out there. All y'all, you hear me?
We always are, Mrs. Dawson. But I hear you. We will be.
I had hoped to keep a lid on all this for as long as possible, but I thought you had to know. We'll be keeping an eye out here at Yannis. I aim to find out at least a few more answers in the meantime.
Fear not, June. I'm sure the two of us will be more than adequate to the task at hand. And there is much left to explain. Hopefully, we are as good at Yannis exploration as Alpha is at exploring breaches.
Oh, that's nice of you to say, V. I might even believe you.
Really?
Might.
Acceptable progress. Now, can we leave the fridge? I've been in here a good deal longer than you two.
Right. Let's get on out of here.
I concur. I'll let the others know what's happened. Tactfully. Lizzie's already been fitted with her prosthetic. I see no reason why we can't leave immediately.
God bless you, darling.
Good luck will be necessary as well.
Yes, and good luck too.
Thank you. New day, new revelations, good and bad. I hope you know what you're doing, collaborating with Vo, Mrs. Dawson. Cassius, are you in here?
Ah! Oh, yeah, I'm here.
What are you doing in the archival lab?
What? Am I not allowed?
You're not, but that's beside my point.
I was looking for you. And reading some of your notes. We're only turning up dead ends on how to help Jay in the specimen lab. And
I know what they're going to ask us. Ready for a trip back to Azratu?
Always. How do you...
I'll explain later.
Oh. Bad news?
Is it ever anything else? We need to gather Alpha and depart.
Ooh, that bad. Gotcha. Go get Lizzie. I'll find Alex.
Lizzie? Why me?
She and I aren't very friendly these days.
But we're not any better! Cass!
See you at the breach.
Rapscallion. Lizzie?
Silas, what a surprise!
Breaking in the prosthetic?
No time like the present. I can make the obvious joke that it's pretty handy. But it's not bad, actually.
That's good to hear.
And it's titanium. Extra strength, lower weight for long trips. Hi-ya! See? Almost worth losing my painting hand for, wouldn't you say?
Yes. I mean, no. Clearly not.
Obviously not.
I just meant it seems quite strong.
It is. It's not enhancing my strength, but it has its uses. Unlike
me.
No, sorry, no. I don't have anger to spare for you anymore. And you came through for us, Silas. You are quite useful.
Debatable, but I'm not here for small talk. It's about Jay. They need us to go back to Osratu. If you need more time to get acclimated to...
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
Entirely sure. I'm tired of waiting around here. I have a score to settle.
I see.
Learning not to ask stupid questions, finally?
Doubtful.
I'm angry, but I'm going to try and not keep taking it out on you. So stop doubting me. I can do this. Deal?
Deal.
Where's the rest of the team?
Cassius is fetching Alex. They'll meet us in the breach lab.
Good. I'll get my pack.
How elucidating. Jay might not be the only one suffering a psychological break. I swear, I think the only reason I could even speak is Jay's life being on the line. No time to dwell on it now.
Oh, Jay, what do I do? What do I do?
Alex! Alex!
Yeah?
Did you make a pillow fort?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
They won't let me see him. I just want to help.
Hey now, hey. You want to help him?
Yes, of course I do.
I know you do. Then it's time to be brave. They want us back on Osratu. Silas has the details. Can you do it?
Yes, I'll do anything. Are we going now?
Yes. Get your stuff and head to the breach lab.
Okay.
Careful. This is no time for a broken ankle.
Bring me those extra rations. I've got more room than I thought in my pack.
Don't overload yourself.
I won't.
There.
Ooh, thanks.
No trouble at all.
Yeah. Usually it's Jay that helps me.
I know you're worried. We'll see him return to his former self. You'll see.
I hope so.
We just have to be brave.
Gotta be brave.
Cassius, what are you guys doing? You're not scheduled for breach departure.
Look again. I think you'll find we're on the list.
No, I'm sure.
Check with Beckett. We need to get moving, Alora.
Beckett is... here.
What's this about?
Shit.
Alpha Team is ready for departure.
Departure?
Yes. Unscheduled, but ready.
What of the team medic? No complaints, no delays?
I'm certain he's in good hands, but there's no point to delay the breach project further. I am dying to get to the next mission.
Well, Alpha Team continues to prove its mettle. You are the best of the best after all, it would seem. I have an additional assignment for you this time. Everything is here for your perusal. There's hope for the medic yet.
Thank you.
Alora.
Yes, sir.
Clear Alpha Team for immediate departure and then head to engineering. We finally got the damn snowmobiles for Necropolis. Your next trip should be your last time walking on that Arctic hellhole, but you'll need to spend the next few days shielding the fragile components for traversal on Depth 2. Move out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That was a close one.
Too close.
Get the hazmat gear stowed.
Wait, aren't you leaving those here?
Nope. They're coming with us to Depth 5.
We may need it for a situation that's developed. We need to avoid infection.
Is that what happened to your medic? I was sorry to hear about him.
He's still alive, and we've got no time to waste. If we can get him a sample, he might still have a chance.
Stowed away.
We're good.
Hey, if you happen to run into Kilo Team, tell them to move their asses.
Will do.
Good luck, Alpha.
No chance of that, I'm afraid.
We'll do without it. Thanks anyway. Hey, keep the breach open this time, would you? That's a joke.
What's gotten into them?
We're making great time. Get some rest now. We have to wait the night out.
Alice, you doing all right, dear? You haven't said much.
I'm okay. I'm just staying focused.
I understand. There won't be any reason to be sad if we pull this off. You're working so hard.
Not hard enough.
Don't say that. We've already made it to the second forest. We'll be on Osratu by tomorrow. And then we'll be headed back before you know it.
I just hope it's enough. I couldn't live with myself if I let him down.
Hey, don't give up before we've even tried. We'll get through this, rest up, and try not to think about it too much, okay?
If you say so. I don't know if I can do that.
You've gotta try.
I'll do anything, Lizzie.
I know you will.
No! Listen to me. I'll do whatever it takes. If I have to go diving in the moon pool, or fight one of those hand thingies by myself, or go rip it out of one of the ants...
Whoa, now!
Whatever! I'll do it! Don't go easy on me. I need to be useful.
I'll take your word for it, but let's hope it doesn't come to that. Do you want to talk about it?
Sigh.
Cass?
I need to step out. Can you tag along?
I suppose.
Oh, you suppose?
Anything for you, dear Krashad.
You know what? Never mind.
Don't be like that. I'm getting up. I'm getting up. What did you need?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Company.
Ah. Hoping to see your penguin progeny, perhaps?
Yeah. I hope they're all right.
I'm sure they are, wherever they've gone.
No sign of them. And we need a rest. Come on. Tomorrow's a big day.
If every day is a big one, when do they stop being big?
When lives aren't at stake.
So, not anytime soon.
But one day? I hope so.
I hope so too. Silas Caldwell, situation report for Yanis. We've arrived on Depth 5, also called Osratu, according to the Gaian text. We've agreed to take it slow, in case the Hamau are still on patrol. And Lizzie, what the hell are you doing?
Lizzie!
Hey, any of you bitches still around? Huh? Well, come and get me, if you can! All clear. Let's go.
Lizzie, you dumbass!
What?
Whatever. I'm not gonna get into it.
I'll keep watch. Let's get out to the docks as quick as we can.
What in blue blazes is going on?
No! No, no, no!
Likewise, I refuse to countenance this decision.
Listen to me! Listen, I don't want this to be how it is, but someone has to go to the pool again.
It should be me.
You're half blind!
Then choose me!
You barely function underground. That's just a fact. And this? not rated for water sports. That leaves one functioning member of Alpha remaining.
She's too young.
Guys! I'm not a child. I can do this. Why are you being like this?
It doesn't feel right, sending the youngest in. We've tried to keep you safe, and...
It's time you stopped. I can handle this. Trust me. No one's making me do this.
Yes and no. You are the last whole member of Alpha. That's no joke. Okay. You stay in constant radio access to us. Get a piece of that thing. Don't let anything happen to your suit. And if I give the order, then get out of there. Understand?
I've got this. Stop.
Understand? I'm not speaking to our kid, Alex. I'm not even speaking to my friend, Alex. I'm talking to fellow Breacher Alex Yard. You listen to my orders. Even if you don't have it, you get out. Understand?
I understand.
Good. Good luck, dear.
Thanks.
You be damn careful, Alex.
Oh, like I haven't watched you do dangerous things in a hazmat suit before?
Fuck, that was ages ago. I'm a changed person. But you better not be.
We'll be right here. We'll fight off a dozen Hamau if we have to.
Oh, yes we will. You can be assured of that. Radio check?
Radio loud and clear. Radio check?
Loud and clear. Off you go. Swift and safe.
Jesus Christ. It's like watching her get eaten alive.
Try not to dwell on it. She'll be back before we know it.
I'm at the bottom.
Good. See anything odd?
Nah. Room's just like we left it.
All right. Head to the moon pool.
I'm at the pool. Guys?
What is it?
Fucking, come on.
Stay put. She can do it.
Shh.
Guys, it's empty.
Empty? The moon pool?
Yes. I'm sweeping everything with my headset light. I can see the sand at the bottom, but... The specimen's gone. There's nothing here.
Fuck's sake! It's always fucking something!
Where could it have gone?
No idea. Okay, stay put, Alex. We're going to put on masks as a precaution and come to you.
Roger! I'll wait for you.
There. Ready?
Ready.
We're here!
Hey! I walked around the perimeter. There's nothing there.
What the fuck? Yes. How terribly unfortunate.
Well, what now?
I could swim down there, take a look.
Cass, I swear to all the gods, real, dead, and fictional, we are not indulging your suicide wish! I don't see any obvious outlets, and we're not risking it.
All right.
Let's reconvene topside and think. There's nothing more to do here.
Here, I've got your helmet.
That was a short trip.
But what do we do?
That's as good of a starting point as any.
Cass?
I'm okay. But like, fucking shit, why can't it ever be easy? Just be in the moon pool, for fuck's sake. Where the hell could it have gone?
I don't know. Alex, get the suit put away and let's sweep the coast. Maybe we'll find it somewhere close. And if not, or when it's not...
Let's be thinking of what else we can do.
Silas Caldwell, situation report.
Whoop-dee-fucking-do. What do you know? No sign of it. Fucker's long gone.
Why do I even bother with propriety? Our medic is dying, and the blasted fish thing is long gone. That's where we are. We've wasted a few hours already.
Alex, come on back. It's no use. We need a new plan.
So, what do we do? We can't just wait around here.
Sure fucking can't.
We have another option.
Well? What's the matter?
We go to the World of Darkness. Depth 6. We opened the breach before we left.
If it's still open.
If? Yes. But if it is, then we can further test that theory about the breaches and the depths. The necessary materials have always been in place on both sides of each breach. Since the thing we're after opened the way...
There should be more on the other side. It's the best shot we've got.
Yeah, if they haven't gone extinct down there or some shit. Knowing our luck.
And it's been so long already. Several days. The breach between Pandemonium and Necropolis closed on us in that time. Even if we made it, we might be trapped on the other side. Again.
But we can reopen it. If we find the fish on Depth 6.
If.
If.
Too many ifs.
But we have to try, right?
Yeah, we gotta try.
I'll do it.
Yes, I will too. We have no choice. Into the unknown.
Then let's go, and hope it's still open.
Pedestal's coming up.
Remember, don't touch it. We don't want to risk closing it by accident.
Still in place. And there's a draft.
Atmospheric alarms are nominal.
It's open. And it's breathable. Or at least not a vacuum. Smells like salt water. The ocean.
Time to solve at least one mystery.
You okay?
Unimportant.
We made it.
It's so dark.
At least I'm not at a disadvantage, finally.
Even the flashlights aren't really helping. Look at this. Mud? Sand? It's pitch black. Super fine. Like obsidian dust.
Even the sky is mostly dark. No sun, no moons. But the stars are faint, far away. There's almost no natural light at all.
Figures, we'd arrive at night.
Yes. Night.
I can hear the ocean, or let's hope that's what it is.
Let's head that way. Stay close behind me. I'll test the footing.
So odd. The air is humid and the soil is wet, loose, but the temperature, it's a little on the cold side.
The sand was warmer than the air temp. I think either it just turned dark, or there's heat emanating from below.
I'll keep that in mind. Might have to be careful of lava or something like...
Fuck! What happened?
Careful. There's a few boulders buried in the sand. Just took me by surprise.
Watch your step, Cass. We're right behind you.
Over this ridge. I think it's a natural sand burr.
Please, let it be right over the top.
I think that's water. An ocean.
Yes!
God help us. It's pitch black. Even the waves are dark as midnight.
Wait.
What?
Quiet. Get down. We're not alone. There's a lot of them. Run, back to the breach. Okay, I think we lost them. Or they stopped.
What did you see?
Not much. Just their eyes. They glow a little. Yellow-brown. Reptilian. Or fish-like, maybe? And there's a lot of them. A few dozen, and I think they spotted me. They all turned at once. Jesus, that was straight out of a horror film.
Another insurmountable obstacle. I'm glad we got away. For now, at least.
What do we do?
Okay, look. We can't see a thing. The breach is still open. But we're going to need help. I don't know if we can do this on our own, after all.
We could try to sneak around them.
I'd bet $1,000,000 right now that they have better night vision than we do.
We could wait for daylight. Maybe they're nocturnal? A few more hours couldn't hurt.
Alex, Everyone, I don't want to sound like I'm just making a gloomy observation, but supposing there is no daytime.
Based on your translation?
It's a place of darkness, and I don't know. This place feels remote.
Sigh, please. Yeah, no shit, it's remote. We're fucking light years from Earth, or in another dimension entirely.
Yes, but I mean, I can't explain it. It just feels like we're farther than we've ever been. I got the feeling as soon as we passed the Lingstone, but I didn't feel like it mattered. But now, there is no light in this place.
Okay. We've already had a long day, and I won't risk splitting up. Let's try and rest by the breach entrance, observe for a while, get something to eat, and come up with a new plan.
All right.
Well, we're really in your element, aren't we?
What, total darkness? We making fun of the blind now?
I mean, we're flying by the seat of our pants. Pure improvisation.
Oh.
I'm not here to pick fights. We need a new strategy and a good one.
Sneaking around is still an option. We could go further down the beach.
It's also the riskiest. What else can we do?
What about finding a different ocean?
That would mean we're on an island or even a peninsula. Still, that just sounds like more stumbling around.
Okay. We got here as quick as we could, but this is too much. Too much too soon. We can't risk failure. We need help.
This would be easier if we had more helpers.
Not really an option, is it? The Alka made it clear we're the only ones allowed in Breach 5 on Daba.
Even if we had Upsilon, we could cover more ground. And safely. If we had a chance to survey the terrain, perhaps we could find a weakness in the patrols. Or at least an unguarded body of water. Anything we can inspect.
Still, all that means the Alka have to agree to it. And they won't leave Daba. It's Upsilon or nothing.
So, it couldn't hurt to try and speak to them. They never greet us anymore, but maybe if we went to them.
Walked right up to Arub's hut. Or no, that's Drabor's hut, because Arub's... I don't know if the Alka have forgiven us. I don't know if they could, or even should.
Then it's right back to wandering around and trying to get lucky.
Okay, let's try again, but carefully. We're not going to the same place either. If there's more, we go to plan B or plan A for Alka. We'll have to beg them for help. If there's any compassion for us left, we may need it. We've run as far and as hard as we can. We have to try. I know we're giving it our all and everyone is exhausted. Just a little longer.
We can do it.
We will.
Here they come.
Well?
Fucking hell, they saw me again. We need to run back a ways.
Not again.
Move! I give up. No chance. The beach is long and flat. They can see me from literal miles away, and they always come running. I'm surprised they haven't come find us yet.
Maybe they're aquatic? You said they might be fish-like, based on the eyes? The ocean might be their territory, not the sandy wasteland.
That sure would fucking suck, wouldn't it?
Can't keep doing this. We're wasting time and energy, and there's not really much else here. I think Silas is right. Daylight isn't coming, or it's a very, very long way away.
So, we go back to Daba.
Yes, I think we have to. All right, let's go back and hope this breach stays open. Just a little longer.
Silas Caldwell. Situation update for Yanis. We've inspected Depth 6. It's dark. Hellishly dark. Full scientific details forthcoming. What matters now... The breach is open, but we can't find what we're looking for. Samples for Jay. We need... help. Upsilon is in Necropolis for resupply, but we've requested they make themselves available for support. We can't wait for confirmation from the site director, so we're initiating diplomatic contact on our own. We're going to see if Drabor will allow Upsilon to join our search. We need their help. It's our only chance of recovering what is needed. The specimen is missing from Isratu, and we're playing out of options. Haven't slept in a while. Please, we need this. I will be recording my conversations so it can be reviewed, and I don't overstep my boundaries. Wish us luck.
Sai, you sure you can do it? I know a little Alkin.
I have the greatest command of the language. And this will be delicate, if not utterly futile.
Good luck, Silas. It's a long shot.
I know.
I know it'll be tough, but do it for Jay. You got this. We'll wait by the nursery entrance.
All right. I'll do my best. Trevor! Samdi! Silas! Bayan Dathakama! Karwakov! Dathakama! Jilhate! Trevor?
Silas?
Beckett Yalana Anakarfa.
Ueta Talata Shagir, La Reta Sabana, La Dusa Zemana.
Kar, stay Wamanata, Yaspada.
Hamad Tuma.
Jay, Jeremiah, Bita Dharma, Antaba Mustada Mustil, Upsilon.
Upsilon?
Jabor! Tama! Watama!
Laha! Deka! Daka Bazak! Makunda Aka!
Jabor, no! It's not like that! Kar! Lahakada! Craig!
Craig! Deka Bazak! Mark!
Sama! Kasha Gear! Dula Samar! Ademakar Wakaf! Bita Dharma! Nasadna.
Deka!
Bravo!
Tamla Futam! Bajai Aldra! Anadra Chabor!
Kasha Gear! Nam Aldra! Nam! Karsita Alka! Bita Dharma! Nasadna! Aldra Alka! Kasyas! Silas! Alka! Urupsarma! Nafila!
Upsilon! Taka!
Ma! Taka, Drabor!
Kreba! Taka!
Drabor!
Kreba! Taka! Now!
Thank you, Drabor.
Sahir Zahaf, Silas. Sahir Zahaf.
Well?
You okay? You look white as a sheet.
Did Craig charge in? We saw them run by.
Yes. Yes, sorry. Upsilon is allowed. Craig spoke with Drabor. Defended us. Upsilon can come with us.
Yes! Finally, Lucky.
You did it!
Great job, Silas.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to sit down for a while. There's nothing like two colossal beetles almost having a fight in tiny quarters to really make you start seeing your life flash before your eyes.
Good to see you again.
And so soon. Sounds like you guys needed help.
Yeah, about that. We need to talk to Beckett.
We passed it up the chain. I've got the shortwave right here. Come in, site director. Come in, site director.
This is Beckett. How copy?
Loud and clear. Alpha team leader is here. Handing over.
Beckett, we've had some problems on our end. Specimen is gone from depth 5. Repeat, specimen has disappeared from depth 5.
We've taken the initiative to requisition Upsilon for help. The Alka have agreed. We can begin scouting Depth 6 immediately. Site Director, do you read?
Message received and understood. Upsilon, assist Alpha Team with locating specimen. Instruct medic to accompany. Best of luck out there. Get that sample. Over.
Understood. Over and out.
Wait, medic?
Oh, hey, guys!
Jay?
Whoa, easy there.
Are you okay?
Not really, but I'm fine. For now. They let me go.
That's good news. Didn't feel the same without you. Felt way too optimistic.
I doubt that.
I'm glad you're here.
How could they... How is he... I don't understand.
Syntax is a podcast by Twin Strangers Productions and is licensed under an Attribution Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed and produced by Stella Rowan Odom and written by Ty Vaughn. Silas Caldwell is played by Ty Vaughn. Cassius Thatcher is played by Beth Sage Fong. Elizabeth Bellinger is played by Morgie B. Alex Yard is played by Jules Christine. June Dawson is played by Renee Helsel. Jeremiah Woods is played by Elgin Smith. Miss Evelyn Vo is played by Kyla Crockett. Steve Beckett is played by Joe Cliff Thompson. Additional voices provided by Saf the Something, Stella Rowan Odom, Gage Odom. Find out more about the show on syntaxpodcast.com. Link in the description. If you enjoyed this episode, rate us on your favorite listening platform. It helps us out tremendously.
Know the depths, wish for more.
Special thanks to our Indiegogo backers who supported us this season. Micah Carmichael, Jen Schabel, Jamie Henderson, Leanne Egan, Flo, Audrey Feltner, Fox, Katrina Rogers, Jose Sanchez, Johan Kingsley, Kit Hardig. This show was made on the Twin Strangers Productions Network. You can support the creation of new and ongoing audio dramas by subscribing to our Patreon. Visit our website to find the latest news and updates about other shows at twinstrangersproductions.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.